Invitation to Provence by Elizabeth Adler. Read by Carrington McDuffie.
Disc 1.
For Annabelle and Eric. All my past life is mine no more. The flying hours are gone, like transitory dreams given o'er, whose images are kept in store by memory alone. John Wilmot, Earl of Rochester, Love and Life, 1680. Prologue. Nothing much ever changes in the village of Martin de Provence. The terrace café now has plastic chairs instead of tin, and the awning is green instead of blue. But the Café des Colombes is the same, still owned by the Jarret family, who've run it for decades, and the simple menu hasn't changed much in 30 years either. Allier's grocery shop under the arched arcade is still there, its fresh fruits and vegetables in wooden crates arranged tidily out front with hand-chalked price tickets. The fountain with the stone drinking trough drizzles lazily, and a couple of dogs lounge in the shade next to the old men in berets, sitting on wooden benches, sticks clutched in their gnarled hands, watching their small world go by. The doors to the little peeling pink stucco church are open, and a woman in a yellow summer dress climbs the worn steps, carrying an armload of bright flowers. The village even smells the same, of coffee and roasting chicken, of crushed thyme and ripe melons and horses. A long, mellow stone wall, bordering the chateau grounds, runs along the lane next to the square, from which small houses wind up the cobbled streets into the hot rock.